We ran the numbers the best we could to estimate cost to operate that facility, and then what revenues we could take in by housing the regional areas prisoners, and also hire or take care of federal marshals and get those revenues. And when we put that all together, we estimated that we would have about $500,000 short. We would have a deficit of about $500,000 that would have to actually come out of opt-out funds and increase tax revenue to cover that.